Hi guys, my name is Christy and welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. So it's a Tuesday and you know, the holiday season is coming and sometimes I think there's a research that tells people that, you know, winter makes people want to fall in love. But today we have a video from D News and it says, men only have 15 minutes to impress a woman. And as a woman, I don't really know that. And I'm not so sure if I could actually determine whether or not I like a person in only 15 minutes, but let's take a look at what this video have to say. When studying these fruit fly brains, scientists identified one single gene that, when mutated, rendered a female completely incapable of deciding on a mate, even when a male is trying really hard. When studying these fruit fly brains, scientists identified one single gene that, when mutated, rendered a female completely incapable of deciding on a mate, even when a male is trying really hard. 那我们首先来看的第一个字呢，就是 identify。identify 呢，指的是确认啊，或者是辨别的意思。那像是我们可能可以说，当你想要辨别一个问题的原因，发生的原因呢，我们就可以说 please identify the cause of the problem。然后或者是我们也可以说 after he woke up from the surgery for a short period of time, he failed to identify his own wife。在手术醒来的有一段很短的时间内呢，他没办法分出谁是自己的老婆。再我们要来看的是 identity， identity 指的是身份的意思，那我们很常简称为 ID。 那像是我们有时候讲身份证啊，或者是你的身份是什么，就是 what's your ID number。 那里面讲到这个 ID 呢，就是 identity 啊，或是 identification 的简称。那要记得 I 呢是发 I 的音，那 DEN 呢就是发 den， 有嘴巴往两旁边拉开的感觉。那 TI 呢就是发短音的音 identity。 那如果要讲那个 identification 呢，它可以是一个身份证啊，或者是识别证。那同样的也可以是 identify 的名词。再我们来看的是 gene， gene 呢指的是基因。那教大家一句片语呢，我觉得非常好用。像我们中文呢，可能就会说啊，天生的啦。有人问你说，你怎么这么爱睡觉？你就说，哎，天生的啦。那英文这句话要怎么表示呢？你当然可以说，就是 I was born this way， 或者是你可以说，it's in the genes， 就是说，哎，我基因里就是这样的，骨子里就是这样的人了啦。那它的形容词呢，只是 genetic。genetic 的话呢，它的重音就不一样了，它的重音在 ne 的地方，前面发 j 的音，指的是基因的。那有时候我们会讲到这个基因改造食品啊，或者是食物，我们会讲到 GM food， 那我们就会说那个是 genetically modified food， genetically modified 指的就是有基因改造的。那再来呢，我们要来看跟 genetic 长得很像的呢是 generic， 它只有把 T 改成 R， 那它这边指的就是一般的、啊、或者是总称的。那很久以前我们在有另外一部影片呢讲到，就是 brand names 跟 generic brand 差在哪里。那部影片在讲的就是有名牌的，比如说食品啊或者是衣服，跟 generic 杂牌的到底真的差别在哪里。再我们来看的是 mutate。 mutate 呢是变化或者是产生突变的意思。那如果有不知道有没有人喜欢看 X 战警系列，那我因为我很喜欢这个 Hugh Jackman， 然后也很喜欢一些超人系列的电影，所以我也特别喜欢 X-Men。 然后里面很常讲到这个 mutation， mutation 呢就是突变。那如果要讲到里面的变种人呢，都会称他们为是 mutant， mutant。再我们来看是 completely， completely 指的是完整的。那它当然也有另外一个意思呢，是非常强调这个太过于怎么样。像是我们可以说 This sort of behavior in public is completely unacceptable， 你在公共场所这样的行为呢是非常非常不能被接受的。那它的形容词呢则是 complete， 是完整的。那如果有人想要就是用英文浪漫一点的话呢，你就可以说 you complete me， 我因你而完整这样子。那它的反义词呢则是 incomplete， incomplete 前面加一个 in 指的就是不完整的。像是我们可以说This maze is incomplete without the last piece of information， 少了这个最后一块资讯呢，我们这个谜团啊是永远解不开的。最后我们来看的是 decide。 decide 呢指的是决定的意思，它的 I 是发 I 的音。像是我们可以说 Oh, I can't decide whether I like France or the UK better， 无法决定我到底比较喜欢法国还是英国。那它的名词呢则是 decision， decision 后面 S-I-O-N 呢是发一个 shen 的音， shen， decision， 是决定的意思。那我们可以说 Who we are today is made up of every single decision that we've ever made. 我们过去的种种每一个决定呢，造就了今天的我们。那它的形容词呢，只是 deciding。deciding 当然你也可以说它是 a decide 动词的一个现在进行式。那可是它也有一个决定性的概念在，像是说 Florida was the deciding vote in the U.S. election， 在美国这次大选当中呢，佛罗里达是一个非常重要的一票，这样子。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. When studying these fruit fly brains, scientists identified one single gene that, when mutated, rendered a female completely incapable of deciding on a mate, even when a male is trying really hard. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge, and I hope when you're deciding whether or not you like a person, it probably will take more than 15 minutes to get to know him or her better, but...I always believe that that process is long, but extremely sweet. And that's it for today. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!